This is Bill Alford with the Hams Hog Market Commentary for Friday, June 26. Deferred lean hog futures contracts are notably higher following the release of the June Hogs and Pigs report yesterday. The nearby July contract has not moved nearly as much, but it is also trading higher. Summer month contracts more broadly are not expected to move much beyond present levels, and the reason is because the market is still very well supplied and the demand side has yet to improve. Well, the net value of the cutout improved $1.36 a hundredweight yesterday. The $95.22 is $24.43 lower than the same day last year, in a counter-seasonal trend lower, and has almost completely mirrored the price and trends here in 2024 over the previous 3 weeks. Turning back to the supply side in the Hogs and Pigs report, all categories except for pigs per litter and September to November farrowing intentions came in lower than the pre-report estimates. March to May farrowings were 0.8% lower than what the market expected, with June to August intentions down 0.7%. That is supportive for Q4, which has been oversold and undervalued since the end of May. More generally, all hogs and pigs came in 1% lower than expectations, the breeding herd was 0.5% lower, and the marketing herd was down 1%. The 180 plus and 120 to 179 pound weights were down 0.9% and 0.5%, while the 50 to 119 pound and less than 50 pound animals were down 1.6% and 1.3% respectively. Again, this is compared to pre-report expectations, and those lower weight hog estimates should also support Q4. Initially higher at the open, lean hog futures have pulled back somewhat. But the June Hogs and Pigs report is considered supportive and should relieve some of the acute pressure that has been observed since mid-May. If institutional traders start to make a move too, we will be sure to highlight that development.